Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing 3 marine-based idioms that have to do with the sea. And Sochal, our first one is at the helm. And what does it mean to be at the helm?
At the helm speaks about like when you're captain of the ship, right? And you're
exactly
like directing things. Our students would be pleased to know I had no kind of idea I was flailing here when Jack asked me the first time, so we had to redo it.
That's because I'm using my old boomer idioms that I learned from my grandfather.
Yeah, but actually I think that this idiom comes up in literary work often.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's definitely an important one.
If someone's at the helm, it just means they're leading the project, you know? So if you have like a group project or something John is at the helm, he's basically the captain of the ship, you know? He's steering that big giant I don't even know what you call that thing. Is it called the helm? Maybe the big ship steering wheel, the big wheel.
Right. The big, like, funky looking wheel that you can see it in SpongeBob often.
Right, right. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Anyway, you're the person that's steering the ship if you're at the helm. You see this a lot in literary works. Like, if you read someone's autobiography and, like, they were at the helm of blah, 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 like, a lot of times they might use it in sense like that person was at the forefront of research in that area, or like a project or a revolution or something.
Right now, like, you know, in our own country in America, Donald Trump is at the helm, you know. Elon Musk is at the helm. Yeah, that's true. good point. yeah. Yeah. Or no one is at the helm, I guess, is another way we could say it. Yeah, it's a rudderless ship, we could say. And that could be our second idiom is a rudderless ship. What does that mean, a rudderless ship?
It's a ship that's like off course, right? Like no one's steering it.
No one's steering it, right, right. Yeah. So if you have like, let's say we're talking about that project where John is at the helm, but he's not doing his job. He's not leading. He's not contacting other members of the group. The project, we could refer to the project as a rudderless ship. It has no leadership. There's no leadership there.
This is interesting because this is like, I swear I'm not taking a dig at you, Jack, but these are that idiom is also one.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That like my dad uses, you know, like so I think it's interesting because one thing that's great about how we're different generations here is like our listeners, like they get more benefit because if they talk to a professor or someone like older, then they're gonna hear that idiom. Rudderless ship, I think, is something that I've heard come up a lot, like with my professors or like with my dad. So yeah, people kind of
this is where my generation, Gen X, we learned all of our idioms from our boomer fathers and mothers. And they got all of them from their parents, my grandparents. And a lot of these are World War II kind of expressions, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
Well, let's do one more. This one is definitely like a World War II idiom. It's loose lips sink ships. And what does that mean? It's almost like a saying, more than an idiom. It's an expression.
Loose lips sink ships. This is one actually that you still hear used, especially when I was like a kid. I would hear it a lot. But I think it's just if you're running your mouth, obviously, that has a consequence. And in wartime, it was kind of like if you let something slip, and it gets around to the enemy, then that's it for you, for your ship, you know.
Right, gossip and spilling the tea, so to speak, the secrets, can result in very serious or tragic can have tragic results, in the military they call it operational security. It's called OPSEC, and soldiers are encouraged to practice good OPSEC, meaning don't talk about anything related to your work as a military personnel. Yeah, so I think that's definitely where it comes from.
Yeah, you have to basically compartmentalize your life in that if you're in that job field. Yeah. All right, listeners. Well, if you enjoyed our idioms episode and would like to see more idioms episodes, make sure to leave us a comment down below and listen to our podcast on all the platforms where it's available, including Red Circle, Spotify, Apple, and shoot us an email if you're interested at aitisenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us a message on WeChat, and we will see you guys later. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.